Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Kim Baird, your speaker. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to continue in our studies in the Gospel according to St. John, where John presents our Lord Jesus Christ in a very special way as the Son of God. He uses the title of the Lord as the Great I Am about 25 times in his Gospel. He's very assertive, very declarative in his use of those words, I am. Now, seven times in the Gospel according to St. John, our Lord Jesus Christ refers to himself under the figure or a metaphor, and it establishes our relationship with him. Other times he does not use that method, but each time the text will interpret for us the significance of the use of the words I am, which is his divine title. Today we wish to consider the Lord Jesus Christ as the I am of life, companionship, and lordship, the three-pronged message concerning the Lord Jesus, where he uses his divine title and he tells us what he really is in our lives. First of all, we'll refer to John chapter 10 and 10, where the Lord Jesus there says, the thief, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Our Lord Jesus Christ here, I think, when he's referring to the thief that comes to kill and to steal, he is thinking of the Antichrist, someday that will come in his place and try to usurp his control over the nation of Israel. He will have only his own selfish interests at heart. We read of this in the 11th chapter of Zechariah, the idle shepherd. But our Lord Jesus Christ says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, why does he come that we might have life? Because we need that life. We are dead in trespasses and sins, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead, separated from God. Death is really, in its final analysis, separation. In physical death, the soul and the spirit are separated from the body. In spiritual death, we are separated from God. Death is a separation, and sin separated us from God. And we needed life. We didn't need reformation. We didn't need education. We didn't need dedication. We needed life. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life that we might have life. Now, that life comes when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're born of the Spirit when we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that life, indeed, is an eternal life. The Spirit of God, the moment that we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God brings the life of Christ and puts that life within us. We read in John chapter 3, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? The Lord had just posed the question, or the statement to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus is puzzled. How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now the new birth is a spiritual birth. We were born naturally into the family of man. We are born spiritually into the family of God, and it's all accomplished by the Holy Spirit of God taking the Word of God and showing us that Christ died for us. As a matter of fact, in connection with this very portion of Scripture that we've read in John chapter 3, we have that wonderful verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, that abundant life comes when we put our trust in Christ. Now, it's abundant for this reason. After we get saved, after the life of Christ comes within us, and that life does come within us, I think of the Apostle Paul, who said in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, that very life that the Spirit of God puts within us is the life of Christ himself. Now, that contributes to the abundance of this life. Now, the Old Testament saint had life. He had spiritual life. But you and I have it in a more abundant way. How is that? Are we better qualified? No, I would not say that we are. But we have Christ revealed to us in the New Testament scriptures so that we may fellowship with him, we may contemplate Christ. And when we do contemplate Christ, the Spirit of God conforms us to the image of Christ. Now, Christ is the I Am of companionship. We read in John chapter 12 and verse 26, If any man serve me, let him follow me. For where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Christ is the I Am of companionship, and that companionship casts us in the form of servants. Did you notice when we read, If any man serve me, let him follow me, for where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. We are cast in the form of servants in our companionship with our Lord Jesus Christ. But it doesn't end there. It really goes beyond the form of servants. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, speaks of that fact. Now, and we must be very careful that we differentiate between servants here and friends and not try to separate them. A servant can be a friend. Listen to what the Lord says in the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Verse 14, Ye are my friends if ye do whatever I command you. Now, who commands us? It's our Master, it's our Lord that commands us. We're his servants. We'll read on, verse 15, Henceforth I call you not servants. And that, does that mean they were not servants? No, he says, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Now, this companionship takes on the character of friends. Now, that does not mean that we are not servants. We are called upon to obey. But he takes us into his confidence. Now, you know, there's something wonderful about friendship. We choose our friends. Our relatives we must accept. Now, I'm not saying that in derision. Our relatives can be our friends, as well as being relatives. But friends we can choose. But did you notice this portion? Ye have not chosen me, the Lord says, but I have chosen you. He chose me to be a friend. Now, I can understand why I would choose him to be my friend. But he chose me to be his friend, and you too, that know the Lord. He chose you to be his friend. Isn't that infinite condescension? This is the I Am of companionship. The I Am that he speaks of. Where I am, there shall my servant be. A marvelous grace that Christ in his infinite mercy has chosen you and me to be his companions. This, I may say, is the more abundant life. The life that is spent with Christ is more abundant. I think it's more abundant, certainly, than our natural secular life, if I may put it that way. Certainly it is. It is life on a higher plane. It is life with a better, better person. And he has chosen you and me. I can't get over it, but I revel in it. Now, in John chapter 13, we have the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ emphasized by the words, I am. In the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, he has washed the disciples' feet. Now he tells them, as I have done, so do you do. And he says in verse 13 of the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Did you notice the emphasis the Lord put on here? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. The I am says, I am your Master and Lord. And then the next verse, if you didn't catch it, perhaps you did, but if you didn't catch it, he changes that around. In verse 13, it's my Master. You call me Master and Lord. Now here, it's your Lord and Master. That takes precedence. He is Lord first and then our teacher. And he is Lord of our lives. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our Master and Lord. This is the great I am. Now he goes on. I haven't given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Doing them brings the blessing, and our Lord Jesus Christ is very insistent that we do it. Now, how do we wash each other's feet? Is this an ordinance? Do we wash each other's feet? There are Christians who do that, who take this literally. And the Lord told his disciples, what I've done to you, you don't know now, but you'll know hereafter. Now, what he means by this is that we defile our feet as we walk through this world. And the Word of God is spoken of in Ephesians chapter 5 as water. We cleanse our way. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? But by taking heed thereto according to thy word, the psalmist writes. Word of God is seen under the figure of water. And now we are to wash each other's feet with the water of the Word. Not scalding water. The Word of God. And then we dry each other's feet, not with sandpaper, but with a nice, gentle towel. We have been given the responsibility to correct and cleanse the feet of each other, though we may not be conscious that we're doing it, by the water of the Word. And if we do it, we show our lordship, the lordship of Christ to us. Father, today help us to see Christ as Lord. We pray in his name. Amen.